The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 9:40 on this Wednesday morning. One of my favorite quotes, and I don't know who said it, so I don't know who to whom to attribute it, but if I had known I was going to live so long, I'd have taken better care of myself. And how many of us say that on a pretty regular basis? Well, our next guest says that, that 90 is soon to be the new 40. We're all getting older and need to do things to better care for ourselves. The Great Age Reboot is about cracking the longevity code for a younger tomorrow. Joining us right now, the author, and you may know Dr. Michael Rosen from the What to Eat When series of books, his new book again, The Great Age Reboot. He's on the line with us right now. Dr. Rosen, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Appreciate you joining us. Your co-author, Albert Ratner, also on the line. Albert, good morning to you, too.
He's on the other side of the chair.
No problem.
He'll be here in a second, too. So
that's fine.
Hello, Albert.
Hi. There he is. Okay, very good. What are some of the new scientific breakthroughs and discoveries that will help us live longer than previous generations did?
Well, we've expanded through public health and medical treatments from a life expectancy of about 41 in 1890 to 78 now, about 2.5 years every 10 years. But in the next decade, we expect this to go by 30 years because of 14 different areas of research into aging mechanism that have all shown in at least two animal species to increase their longevity, to make the animals the equivalent of from 90 human years to 40 human years. So let me give you a couple examples of that.
Mm-hmm.
One is gene editing. So the gene that causes what is called beta thalassemia and sickle cell disease is all genes are as protein factories. So it secretes or produces an abnormal protein that causes you to not be able to deliver oxygen as well. Well, you can edit that gene out. It's like a scissors you send into the body, and you edit it out. Well, the FDA has now given approval for that because 75 of the 76 patients in whom it was first tried on and who before this required blood transfusions, they're 15 to 20 years old, they required blood transfusions every week, and their life expectancy was 20 to 25. Well, now they've edited out that gene and their life expectancy is over 65 and they don't need transfusions. So it actually saves money by editing a gene that would cause that problem out. Uh-huh. Well, they can do the same thing for genes that cause an increased cholesterol or that cause colon cancer or that cause breast cancer. And so that's some of what is happening. One of the areas is called CRISPR-Cas9 or gene editing. Another one that's really inexpensive is using AI, artificial intelligence, to find drugs that inhibit attachments of proteins where they don't belong. So amyloid and tau attach to brain cells and glial cells in the brain and are thought to cause dementia and Alzheimer's. At the Gladstone in San Francisco and at the Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland, they used AI and quantum computing to look at the fourth degree structure of every drug that is already generic, that is already inexpensive. And at the Gladstone in San Francisco, at the University of California, they found that a $4 water pill, Bumex, decreased the attachment by 70%. And then they looked at a 12 million patient database and found that those people who were taking butametidine as opposed to other water pills had a 70% reduction in dementia. So they're now doing a trial of that, a randomized controlled trial, to see if they can prospectively stop Alzheimer's and dementia. How much is that water pill? It's $4 a month now. They also at the Cleveland Clinic are doing it with Viagra because they found that blocked the attachment and decreased dementia in 69% of men and who take it for erectile dysfunction and women who take it for pulmonary hypertension. So there are 14 areas that are expanding at an exponential rate to change your rate of aging and let you live younger longer.
This is all very good news and very exciting. However, how do we make sure that we enjoy our golden years instead of just having to sort of endure all the aches and pains and other things that a lot of people as they age are going through? How do we enjoy being 70, 80, 90 years old?
Well, there are 180 choices, plus maybe 50 supplements, and of the 50 supplements that are presented to us, about 18 have some benefit. But there are 180 things, choices you can make to choose to get to stay younger. And let me, and there's 33 for the brain, so let me go through a few that are really easy for the brain. If you stress a muscle, so we know physical activity is good for the brain. Why is it good? Well, we always thought it was just because it improved blood flow, and blood flow to the brain is important. But it also, when you stress a muscle, you turn on a gene in that muscle that produces a small protein. As I said, genes are only protein factories. You turn on a gene that produces a small protein arisen, goes to the brain and increases the size of your hippocampus, your memory center. So it's much less likely that you'll develop dementia if you stress a muscle. Some other easy things, a tablespoon and a half of extra virgin olive oil a day, an ounce of blueberries a day, 4 cups of coffee a day if you're not coffee, if you're a fast metabolizer of caffeine, as 80% of Americans are. Another easy one, smell 4 different smells. So there are 180 things that you can choose to do or not do that make a difference, and that's the last third of the book. So the first third is on the science. The middle third is on what you do, what happens to the economy, and how you can benefit from it with this 30-year exponential change that's got an 80% chance of happening. And the last third is things you can do now. Let me give you another one. In supplements, we've been sent a whole bunch of supplements to our website. It's greatagereboot.com, greatagereboot.com. is the website, and people can ask us questions and send us questions they have. And over 50 people, over 50 different supplements we've been asked about. And so we have the science there in our, and in our app, the Reboot Your Age app, which is there, and people can pick that up there. And the Reboot Your Age app will go through each of the science on it. And so there are a lot of the supplements don't have any data that support them in humans. But for example, creatine, which is a bodybuilding supplement that kids use from 25 to 35 or 15 to 35 to make their muscles bigger like Arnold Schwarzenegger, well, it turns out that helps prevent frailty in the elderly in randomized controlled trials, and it also helps brain functioning. So we, none of us on the scientific advisory, there were 10 of us on the scientific advisory board who are, quote, experts in longevity, and none of the 10 of us knew that data before someone asked us the question, should I be taking it to prevent frailty as I get older? It's an easy thing to do. It's $4 a month or $5 a month for the right amount of it, and you get to stay young in brain and in muscle.
It's an exciting time to be alive, and we're going to be alive a lot longer if we follow the Great Age Reboot. Dr. Roizen, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, and hope your audience stays and keeps younger. Thank you,
Paul. All right.